The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Broadcasting live from this room at the Dogwater Studios, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. Joined by my good friend Nick Romero, Chewbacca, and Dogwater Dicky. We also have the amazing Baldo of Drinking with Clowns in with us here in the studio today. I hope you're going to enjoy this because I'm having a good time already.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Damn.
Oh my God! I'm not going to have anybody listen to this as their first episode ever.
You told
they'll never make it through the intro.
You told me to do it exactly like that during the sound check.
Exactly
so
like
I
that.
Did.
Is that how you've been doing it since I left?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Totally.
Oh, like every time,
new touch.
Not just when we have Drinking with Clowns.
And you missed a lot of great shows where Rory sounds like a tar.
I finally got it halfway through the open. I'm all, oh, he's being a clown. I get it.
It was just yeah, funny
it was freestyle,
voice.
Bro.
It's kind of like I was. My inspiration for that voice is, you know, in the days of the Mel Blanc and Pete
Looney
the Puma.
Tunes.
Pete the Puma.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Tell me more about the serious business of comedy, Rory. For God's sakes, I know it's worse than that Alan King show that everybody hated.
Fuck Pete the Puma too. If I can
for
just
real.
Get that in.
Hey,
in his little
he
Puma.
Was just right. He was a little effeminate.
I just don't know who he is. So
how many
him.
Lumps do you want? Oh, three or four. And then he'd hit him over the head.
He's a little dumb.
He was a little dim. I liked him.
That sounds funny.
Yeah, I identified with him a lot. And I bet, just like me, Rick, a testimonial for myself. Pete the Puma, also just like me, also could say,
hi, I have a really small penis.
Right.
Thank you.
Is Pete the Puma still alive?
Did you know that about Rory Baldo?
No, but no.
Hi, I have a really small penis.
It's sad.
I don't think Pete the Puma is still alive because Mel Blanc is dead.
Fuck him, man.
They don't make those cards.
And is it Blanc or Blank, really?
Mel Blanc.
I think it depends on whether or not you're French or Canadian.
Or American.
Word. Yeah.
Well, Baldo, where are you from?
I'm from Paraguay, originally.
That's a Paraguayan accent?
That's
something like that.
How do you
that's near Chicago, right?
You guys don't know, man. How the hell am I supposed to know?
You guys have a big rivalry with Uruguay, right?
Not really, okay. But we have similar names.
No, I mean when you guys play in soccer, you don't kill each other?
Barely, but you know. Maybe I don't know. Maine.
It's not like
when
Brazil.
You talk soccer, it's like a whole different story.
Well, that doesn't count.
Yeah. It's okay to hate them.
What do you call somebody from? I mean, you know, Guatemalans or Guatemaltecos. What's a Paraguayan name?
Well, I tell people that I'm Paraguayan.
Paraguayan, that's
but
pretty nice.
I don't
nice.
Know if that's right.
Hawaiian?
What about in your country?
Like
what do they call you?
Paraguayo.
Paraguayo, that's pretty wild.
Right.
Or Paraguayo. Can we call you Paraguayo?
There you go. Yeah,
that sounds pretty cool.
I met a really hot Paraguaya the other evening.
Sexually. Yeah.
In Reno?
No. But nowhere. I didn't really. Actually, I met a really fat girl in Elko.
Yay. Just like every trip.
Was she cool, though?
She was
she
nice, yeah.
She could take home off a trailer hitch.
She could really right serve on. Up some hash browns.
But slurping.
I was saying about... Baldo already has a cool name, man.
Yeah.
Is that your real name or did you fake that?
No, that's actually my real name.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
What's your full name?
Oh.
Yeah, no, come on. Give it to us all. The whole Catholic mess.
The whole Catholic thing?
Yeah.
It's Baldo Reinerio Bobadilla Marecos.
Fucking rap.
Yeah.
Okay,
dude,
one more time.
My little name is even weirder, man.
Let's do a drop for that. Dude, everybody be quiet. Say it again.
Baldo Reinerio Bobadilla Marecos.
Sexually.
I don't even know if I caught it all.
I caught your last name, your Facebook last name about halfway through.
Yeah. Right? If I ever get to Bone Baldo and he screams, say my name in the middle of it, I'll have to remember all of that. Jesus Christ.
Let's hope that doesn't happen. That's
I
totally
know.
Gross.
Well, no.
Do you need a flash card for that?
A flash card.
Get tattooed on your back.
Right.
Yeah.
Say my name. Hold on.
I'm pulling up the Word document now.
All right, wait. Remember Sammy guide. Jenks? My name is right next to that.
It's a mouthful.
That's SOP right before you do it.
It's a mouthful.
Sexually.
Your name's like a haiku.
We caught that. Thanks, Zumbo.
Sorry. He's such a dirty man.
Shit. So how was your week, fellas? Oh, let's talk to Chewy. We haven't.
Yeah.
Chewy, where the hell have you been?
I've been out and about.
Having gay sex
in
Elko? I
spent some time in some nasty towns. No, I didn't have any gay sex in Elko. Or any sex at all in Elko.
Not in Elko.
Nope. Nor. I spent a couple weeks in Elko, a couple weeks in Winnemucca, and a couple weeks in Wickenburg, Arizona.
Ooh. Out of
what's
Nevada.
What's up in Arizona?
Wow. It was all right. It was kind of like a little touristy, like wannabe Virginia City type of town.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It wasn't even close
to
it. Cool.
Welcome to the old west. Kind of comfortable there, right?
Not really. It was because it wasn't anything like Virginia City. It just wanted. It was just wanted to be like that.
Yeah. Fuck you, Arizona.
It's a big mine north of there in a town called Baghdad. I worked at for a while. Yeah, but most of the time out there, I just spend
Baghdad?
Most of my time either at the mine or in the motel.
They have a town in Arizona called Baghdad.
Yeah, without an H.
They didn't like.
Yeah,
because
it's about incest.
No, no in fact, the Baghdad High School mascot is the Sultans, and it's like an actual, like a total stereotypical Arab with a sword.
Weird. Like a big-ass scimitar kind of thing.
Nice. Baghdad Sultans.
Did you watch
I find
some
that
sports
offensive.
While you were there?
Yeah, gotta be
like
careful
some
to
local
get
sports?
Yeah, the last day I was in Arizona, I went
it's
down
okay. Their sports
on the outskirts of Phoenix
well.
And saw some spring training baseball. It was nice.
You saw spring training in
yeah,
Arizona?
Yeah, I saw the White Sox and the Rangers play each other in Surprise, Arizona.
Cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Right on. Yeah, baseball season's hitting
up.
It's
kicking.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Aces have been out there for, 2 weeks now?
What's baseball?
Something like that.
It's a sport.
With the one with the stick and the running around in
created
circles.
Created after Double Day in the 1840s.
It's just like soccer, but they use the bats on the ball instead of the people.
It's the one that's not cricket.
Oh, okay.
It's like cricket, but with a bat.
Well, it's not so gay.
They have a bat.
Some running.
A round bat, not a flat
takes
bat.
A long time, so you want to go get some food.
Cricket's right. Not gay. It's just different.
They let them use their hands.
Cricket's actually kind of fun to be at, too.
Yeah.
If you've ever been to a cricket
of course match. I have.
It's actually
cricket
really
players
cool.
Are fags. I just want to say
no,
they
but
talk,
it,
they talk gay.
It's
okay?
A lot like it going there. It's a lot like baseball, though. There's a whole lot of sitting around waiting. Mm. Occasionally something happens and everybody roars and you go get food when you forgot
hot dogs.
Yeah,
nachos.
I watched a little cricket on TV. I didn't understand at all.
Fish and chips
on.
I watched cricket
who
on TV
cares?
I watched
who cares
cricket on TV but
on?
It was the end
like, there. There's a goal and they hit it with the stick right.
So they throw a ball and you hit it with a stick, and before they can get it back to the pitcher, you get to run back and forth between two pegs as many times
and you get,
as possible.
And the pegs that stand up, the pegs that stand up are called the mumbly pumbly.
Right, actually,
it's not really. What is
I
it?
Love
it's called
baseball.
Something gay.
Wickets.
Wickets. Okay.
Well, there's wickets in croquet, wickets, which is a great game.
I thought they were magic priestesses.
Wow.
No, that's Wickens, huh?
Oh, yeah. Damn. No, and Wicket.
I thought it was the
Wicket
little
is,
guy from Star Wars.
Wicket is also an Ewok, yeah. Played by Willow.
Ewoks are gay.
What's that guy's name? He's Warwick.
Warwick Davis, yeah.
Yeah.
Is he related to Dion?
Me and Rory are big-ass nerds.
Yeah. I got you covered.
That's pretty bad. Yeah. Baldo, are you lost yet?
No, I'm kind of following.
So. You know what an Ewok is, right?
It's like an ostrich.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is not.
Well,
it's an emu.
No.
Oh, that's an emu. Oh, shit.
An Ewok.
No. Oh, that's, you guys are talking Star Wars.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck
pretend
that,
like you were trying to be funny, because that was pretty funny.
No, I was serious when I said that.
Oh, it's like one time on the show they said Woody Allen, and I said, oh, I loved him on Cheers. But I was serious. I wasn't making a joke.
Yeah, no, I don't know what an Ewok is, man.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But you
it's
knew
nothing
it was
like
from
an
Star Wars. Good enough.
Well,
yeah.
Just, I got the reference. Yeah, I'd never seen Star Wars.
That's fine.
But yeah.
All right. Well, we know what to do on the quiz in a little bit.
Wicket is my favorite emo.
Them's fighting words to Nick.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. No. It's no, okay. Fine. Yeah. You know what? I actually kind of wish I've never seen it either. Because
me too.
So you could watch
the first
it
time I watched it, I would be all, that's fucking so cool, dude. Wow.
If you ever do watch it, watch the ones from the 70s first. Right. Don't watch the new ones.
I don't get the whole story or why they're fighting in space and shit. Mm-hmm.
I didn't either when I first saw it.
It's unimportant.
Yeah, sorry.
I love Battlestar. Just accept that they're fighting in space and always do. Oh, okay.
So good, man.
Star Trek, they're not always fighting, right?
No, in the original series, there's a lot of fighting.
Shit with the Star Trek.
In the Next Generation, they were largely at peace. And then in both Deep Space Nine and Voyager, they were crews at war for sure.
Okay.
So, the one most people remember, the TNG era stuff. Yes, it's largely the universe and galaxies are a vastly peaceful populated space with a couple little spats here and there.
Yeah.
What was up with the Tribbles? I don't get it.
The Tribbles are actually an ancient enemy of the Klingons.
Really?
Yeah.
They're little tiny furry things.
Klingons hate them. Yeah. And they've like, there was a blood rivalry until the Klingons destroyed the Tribbles planet.
Tribble can like be like
and
a plague.
And that's the nerd corner.
It can be kind of a plague.
Of the show.
We call that white people come
first. I think it's time for a little music.
Yeah, we should definitely turn a corner. We'll talk about our weeks a little bit. I want to talk about Record Store Day when we come back.
All right,
but
cool.
Let's hear some
and we need to talk to Baldo, too.
Baldo's
important and he's got a lot of stuff to do.
I'm getting educated on the whole nerdy space thing.
Cricket, Star Trek, we covered it all.
Yeah. Baldo doesn't need to be a nerd to attract women. Baldo's got like the sex appeal and the musical talent.
And a big penis.
And a big South American penis.
That's the whole package here.
You know what I'm saying.
So, yeah.
Whenever you hear that accent, you know there's foreskin. That's awesome.
So, and here's a little taste, if you pardon the pun, a little taste of why Baldo and Drinking with Clowns is so awesome. What are we going to be listening to?
This first track, I think, is called American Cumbia. And they say... it's kind of a play on the story on cumbia is about every country in South America. Just about every country has their own cumbia. I don't know what the equivalent would be here. I don't know, blues or something. But each country has like their own version.
Might be a rockabilly song
or something like that. But each country usually they have their own little cumbia.
Their own
beat
kind of sound.
And since we're kind of what's the word, repatriates? Is that what is that? There isn't in America, in the U.S., there's not a cumbia, so we decided to do a cumbia that is from the U.S.
Oh, awesome. This is our regional cumbia.
So that's our regional cumbia for
nice.
Us.
Thank you.
Taylor,
my Latin brother.
Taylor made for us by Drinking with Clowns.
There you go. This is our version of it, the American version, the American cumbia.
No nos importa un carajo, la guerra ganaremos con bajo, no tomaremos atajos, la lucha seguirá en nuestros brazos. Lo que no quiero es que tenga hoy, mañana tendré. Lo que tú creas que pierda hoy, yo lo ganaré. Que ya no habrá más salida, ya dejen de joder nuestras vidas y paren con las mentiras. Mira, le vamos a dar con la lira. Lo que no quieras que tenga hoy, mañana tendré. Lo que tú creas que pierda hoy, yo lo ganaré.
one another. We got to be ready for each other, because I'm not your big brother. They want to keep us fighting each other. Lo que no quieras que tenga hoy, mañana tendré. Lo que tú creas que pierda hoy, yo lo ganaré. Lo que no quieras que tenga hoy, mañana tendré. Lo que tú creas que pierda hoy, yo lo ganaré.
Fuck, that
was awesome.
Yeah,
I got you guys.
I had the soundboard. Cool. I'm
glad that you think of America enough to make a song for us.
Well no, it's a whole genre.
We kind of live here, so.
So are there
speaking of which, living here, Drinking with Clowns is one of the hardest working bands in Reno.
Yeah,
see absolutely. Their name a lot.
You guys get out there, you play a lot of shows. You do,
yeah, man.
You play out of town.
We're professionals. They get paid.
We're junkies. We're playing,
and you guys also do a lot of your free time for a lot of your causes, friends, causes.
We try, man. We try to be out there and I don't know, help out as much as we can. But out having fun most of the time.
Anytime Drinking with Clowns shows up, it's a panty dropping party. Nobody could be there except the toothless bartender, you and your friend.
You shake it.
The minute Drinking with Clowns starts playing, the bar is flooded with 150 women just wanting to get sweaty and shake it out.
That sounds awesome.
Their shows are always a good time, as far as that goes.
Are you in the Schizopolitans too, or?
I'm not in the Schizopolitans, but my friend Hector, who used to be in Drinking with Clowns,
he plays in the
Schizopolitans.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, he used to play baseball. Hector.
I didn't know you were connected to those freaks.
Yeah, well, I actually Rory's supposed to show up at one point. I'm playing with Steven in some other rock and roll band too.
The Convulsionaires.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's a talented
Steven
guy.
And his fucking names.
Yeah, that was
a little Aaron Alvarez action. Were you playing at the show at Yuri's Night?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Dave Cherry, I want to say, is in it too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's straight up rock and roll.
And a lot of good friends have been on the show too in that band.
It's actually a pretty cool band.
Very cool.
I was going to ask you about cumbias. Is that like are there, you know how there's like Grateful Dead heads like in Mexico in Latin culture, they're like cumbia heads, like who just fucking love the cumbia all the time?
Yeah, there's a couple around. You see people around here. There's like people who just love cumbia or love salsa
or
different types of music. Cumbia is really like roots music. It's one of the simplest, like, I don't know, if you compare it to reggae, it's like reggae roots, like what people dance and sing to when they're drunken with that,
bucket. Right. Like Journey.
I'm all for it. AC/DC, if you will.
But also, are there any artists using the cumbia to kind of do more political messages or any like tales of the culture? Are there subculture?
There's... not really.
Party music?
I'm lying. There's a lot of salsa. There's Ruben Blades, who mixes cumbia, and he's mostly a salsa guy, actually. But he uses a little bit of cumbia. He does a lot of political stuff. I mean, he actually lived in exile for a long time. He's from, I can't get this one wrong, so I can't. I forgot what he was from.
It's okay.
Well, only white people listen, so you're fine.
Really?
None of them know where it was anyway.
Oh, right.
Probably wouldn't bother to look it up anyway.
Yeah, he's from Germany.
Yeah. No, he's from Central America somewhere. I just forgot where he was.
Sure, somewhere.
Panama, that's where
Panama.
He's from.
Panama.
Yeah.
Home of the canal.
I love the canal. It's great.
Have you been there?
No, but I looked at it on a map just yesterday.
Yeah. And I'm really happy it's there.
Yeah,
because otherwise you got to go around.
Song as well.
Ship costs would be really enormous.
That would be.
Yeah,
right?
So what's up? Should we? Well,
but anyway, there's some people who do use cumbia, and on the last song, we get a little political in it too.
Yeah, yeah, I noticed that. That's and why is it I brought like, it up.
What is your politic? Is it American politics or is it South American politics or
worldly politics? You know, something that we all kind of care about.
So like that you
global
you
citizenship
up with fascism or.
Drinking.
No, mostly working together, man.
Drinking with clouds is time for like one world brother and sistership. Right. You know, brotherhood and sistership of big family.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what Baldo's into.
True.
Well, can I?
You should never judge a book.
Can I
spotlight
seems
like a
you?
Very peaceful man to me, but.
Because they all want you to think that. Man.
Right.
Sure. Did someone fart?
Hitler was always cool at parties, right?
So just I kind of want to spotlight, just speaking of that kind of thing, one of the things you're involved with and have been for a while is Future Kind.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about that right now, that you work with kids.
Yeah. We do projects here in town and also internationally. In town, what we've been doing is providing workshops for low-income kids or kids who wouldn't have the opportunity otherwise to take yoga classes, percussion, drumming, permaculture, nutrition classes. We do acro yoga and art classes, painting, graffiti, free art, stuff like that. And we do that for the last 2 years. We did that with kids from all over, from 13 to 17 years old. And
cool.
For a week long, we kind of...
Yeah, you're too old, Nick. You're too old, Nick.
But you're too old, man. No, actually, we're expanding it to all ages right now. This is kind of where I'm going.
I
want to
go. That sounds like fun.
We want to open it to everybody to where now we're starting a website that is basically that camp. But you as an adult or anybody who is interested in those classes, and we're going to have anything from guitar classes, hopefully, recording classes, DJ, or we actually do DJ, how to mix, spinning and all that stuff, and pottery classes, yoga, you name it, and we're going to have it all on a website to where if you apply, and you can maybe get a scholarship for half off on all these classes.
Nice.
We're going to open that up for everybody. That's kind of the extension of our summer program because we want to reach more people.
When if somebody wanted to get involved, like... helping teach classes, sharing information, volunteering with that.
Yeah,
where can they get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me at baldo@futurekind.org, or they can just go to futurekind.org and they'll find
there's
information
contact
there.
Button there.
Yeah, there's a contact button, donate button.
Donate button.
Right? We try to do things year-round with the community here. International, we do some projects as well.
Oh, yeah, I don't know, you want to mention any of that?
Canada.
What was the last big thing that you did?
The last big thing that we did, we took this school in South America and we gave in water filters, these Swiss-made water filters that are, you basically just drink water out of any puddle in the side of the street.
And, nice. That's pretty cool.
We installed these family versions of this in this classroom in this school that had really shitty water. And... with that, we provided a lunch school program, and then we monitor them, their weight, grades and all that. I'm still waiting for results on that, so we're doing that. And we also did a digital library project, which is we're buying these tablets and loading them up with books and apps and shit like that to... am I allowed to curse in?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking ball shit, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's a really bad habit, but I
so
do
so you
all
put
the
a shitload of books on these fucking tablets?
Exactly. And then give it to these fucking kids,
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome.
I hear you.
So if they don't.
I love the
God
fucking
dirty cocksucker.
Whoa.
So.
Riku.
Yo. But
tone
so we donated to.
That's awesome.
At school down in Paraguay, another school in Chile too. If you, they don't have a library, so we basically give them a library in the form
that's
of
really
a tablet.
Awesome.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Balls.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
So balls. So Baldo, you're like, I mean, you're suave, you're good looking, you're a talented musician,
yeah, whatever,
you're an engineer, you have a big thing, you'd help children. Like, what's wrong with you? Do you have like, what? Are you like a heroin addict or something? There's got to be
your dark secret.
Yeah. There's certain things you don't say on the internet.
And he's intelligent.
Ladies, this is a keeper. Oh, well, speaking of which, let's jump to the next song.
That's a good idea.
All right. Well, since you guys are rock and rollers, there's this song called Type of Men, which you guys mentioned Spencer. Who was it? Spencer Kilpatrick?
Yeah.
He was a former intern.
Oh, yeah.
Failure Machine.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Spencer's the best.
Spencer is featuring this song. The album that we did, we basically invited all the people that know how to play better instruments than I do. Mm. To make like a kick-ass record, you know. And in this song, Spencer is featured, and he just rocks out on this entire freaking song. And
God, I love that guy.
It's a rock and roll song. It's called Type of Men. And yeah, and Spencer is pretty much all over this thing.
Awesome. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
fucking great.
Hell yeah.
Holy shit. Good job, Spencer.
You freaking ripped.
You know,
so much ass.
I'm so glad we promoted him.
Yeah. Right. And I used to bring my guitar in, and he's played my guitar, so I got a little Spencer mojo.
He played my Spencer, guitar. Before you met us, you were nothing, okay? Yeah. We made you who you are.
No, man. I sat him down for that song, and he's like, dude, I played every lick I know. Everything is in there, so it's the best of Spencer. Yeah.
Awesome. This is not the greatest song in the world, but this is a tribute. All right, Rick, give me my music now.
As you wish.
We're gonna do a quick little quiz here with you, Baldo. All
right.
Gonna ask you some questions. Gonna score you.
Okay. there goes my smart perception.
Are you ready to play?
Sure.
In all of history, who would you most want to start a fist fight with?
A fist fight?
Yes.
Is Jesus allowed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I think that's only happened one other time.
He was a historical figure.
Really?
Wasn't there one other person who said,
I fight with him
a drunken
in my head
Jesus,
every day.
Yeah. Would be best.
A drunk Jesus.
Yeah, drunk
like
Jesus.
Like all surly.
Let's get down on his whole philosophy.
your lover, your brother, or your mother, trapped on a desert island, who would you cannibalize first?
Probably my brother, man.
Your brother?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know. Makes more sense. Manly protein, I don't know.
All right. Nice.
Is that a trick question?
No. Yeah. That's great. That's great.
Good thing I'm an only child.
How and when did you lose your virginity?
Oh, shit.
How old were you?
Oh, man. I can't remember.
Seven.
Oh, come on.
He had a mustache at seven.
He was in high school.
He was in high school sometime. I think I was 16. Or something. I was a late bloomer, man.
Yeah.
Only a little late.
You know.
Was it in a car or a house or on the fucking
it was
on the beach?
Outdoors.
In the hills of Paraguay?
Outdoors.
Yeah.
Yeah, where?
In an
alley. What country?
It was, I think it was the U.S. I think it was here.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
American pussy. Well,
you know. There's a song right there.
Pinocho. Americana.
How do we know? How often do you masturbate?
Daily.
No. All right.
I'm a
solid
dude.
He's taking the quiz like a champ, right?
Color, make, and model of your current pair of underwear.
Please.
My, do I get to look or do I it's not?
Go ahead. Yeah, go take a
How
check
would we know if you were lying?
Well, it's
and Nick's
blue.
Averting his eyes.
It's blue and I think it's a Hanes.
And boxer and briefs or boxers?
Boxer briefs, yeah.
Boxer briefs, yeah. Right, boxer
striped.
Briefs.
If you don't wear boxer briefs, you better get with the times.
Yeah.
Boxer briefs are awesome.
What do you mean? Thongs out
enough,
of style?
Not
they
enough support.
Are. Really? And any kind of briefs besides
when
boxer briefs.
When surfing the internet for pornographic material, what are your favorite keywords to search under?
Big dude,
butts,
I go...
boobs, lesbian.
He gets it.
Yeah,
there's no confusion.
I usually just go to this website. And then
whatever
just,
this
whatever's
it's
on
called
the front
U-porn.
Page.
Wildcard.
Yeah, yeah.
U-porn. Who watches U-porn?
Oh, yes.
And then I just go for whatever name. The ratings are. I just go by other people's opinions on porn.
Yeah,
it's a good way to do it.
He's a populist.
I like it.
You tag the what are those little things called?
Rate your porn, people. Rate your porn.
Little squares.
Yeah.
What on earth would be your last meal?
My last meal?
Yeah. What'd you want as a last meal?
Man, I would probably eat a chunk of meat since I don't eat meat.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
What kind of meat's your favorite?
Pano chica.
If you could eat meat, unicorn, what?
My favorite, if I could pick any animal?
Yeah.
Oh, my last meal? Oh, dude, I'll eat like a lion.
Okay. Hell yeah.
Lion's the answer we ever had.
Lion.
That's an excellent answer. Oh, shoot. I'm not finding the question I'm looking for, and I can't think of it off the top of my head. What am I leaving out? There's something I'm leaving out here.
I don't know. You've hit some major ones.
What was your first concert?
Thank you.
Right. Let's get the rock
first
and roll.
First concert.
Rock and roll.
Oh, man. My first concert, I think it was Rock Set.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, that's awesome.
He keeps winning the game, dude. He's so good.
This was in Paraguay, man. Damn. I was young, but I remember.
Weren't they Swedish?
Rocks.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like you guys should know.
They're European.
Scandinavian.
Yeah, wow. 80s. Like,
what was
really
the
you got the look?
80s. What was the first album you ever bought?
With your own money.
With my own money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, man. I think it was Nirvana, Nevermind.
Nice.
Right on.
Yeah.
Solid answer.
Very
solid
wow.
answer. Nick, hit him with some rapid-fire questions.
All right, Baldo. Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
All right, Clash or Sex Pistols?
Clash.
Joan Jett or Pat Benatar?
Pat Benatar.
All right.
Beat up or arrested?
Exactly.
What is that?
Would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Arrested.
Oh, arrested.
chocolate or bacon?
Chocolate, man.
AIDS or cancer?
AIDS.
Gay or ginger?
Gay.
Nickelback or Coldplay?
Oh, man. Oh, that's a tough one.
No.
There's no winning on that one.
No, you're right.
I have to go Nickelback, man.
Right.
Okay.
Nickelback or herpes?
Wow. Nickelback.
All right. How about just,
at least I can throw that away.
How about just a cold sore? Not like full blown herpes.
Yeah, cold sore or Nickelback.
That is herpes, guys.
Yeah.
But not like full blown.
Okay.
Full blown. Maybe cold
sores. We love you, dude. Legos or Mega Bloks?
Mega Bloks. Actually, both of them. Yeah. But yeah, Mega Bloks. Because we usually break those. It's more fun to break them.
Yeah. Break them all down again.
And actually, like, punch them.
Yeah. Smash them.
Yeah,
I get it.
Them. Legos have too many little pieces.
The only bad thing is when you wake up in the middle of the night, go to the bathroom, and you step on them when you're on your way to the bathroom. You're all, oh, my God, it's like glass.
Right.
All right. Back to the quiz.
Yes.
Very good.
What about Pedro Infante or Vicente Fernandez?
I have to go Vicente Fernandez because I haven't heard much of Pedro. I've heard only a couple, but
well, Vicente
I'm
is always
Mexican, man.
Vicente always cries.
Yeah.
I like the way he cries in every song.
Yeah, that's true. I tell all the people around here, like, since I'm so like from the other side of the world, like, Americans and Mexicans have more in common than me and a Mexican have.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you wish. It's not true.
I'm just saying. I'm no Mexican.
I mean,
good Mexican.
I'm a Mexican.
Friend.
You're still not as
your
good as
still don't have anything in common with Mexicans.
Right. Let's face it. Your favorite band in the world comes from Mexico.
It is a Mexican. That
so
is
face.
True. Well, one of my favorite. That's a fucking cool band.
Oh, now
it
you're
is
a backpedal.
Really cool band.
No, I'm not have nothing against Mexicans,
yeah.
But like,
but it's
just
it's wrong to just lump everybody into that cultural to say they're
well,
all Mexicans.
Not only that, yeah. It's like geographically speaking, like
right.
I'm from the other side of the world,
yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. Mexico
yeah.
is right next door.
Right. Yeah,
to
like
the
I've
States.
Never
yeah.
heard of Mexican yeah. food till I moved here.
Uh huh.
Oh, do you enjoy?
Yeah,
Mexican
don't eat Mexican food?
Food?
Yeah, I really like. Yeah. It.
No, Mexican I was shocked. Or Italian.
Say that again?
No, that's
we're
the,
back at rapid fire. Mexican
oh,
or Italian?
Oh, Italian.
No, Italian ooh. Or Chinese
Italian.
Is the question.
Yeah, okay,
really?
Chinese can't be
You are more
computer,
Italian
right?
one again.
Yeah, it's a lot of Italian influence in South America. I can tell you that much.
Okay, if you
oh,
had
yeah,
to, if
yeah.
only one could survive, would you rather have Guatemala or El Salvador?
Oh,
if God. What? Food, you mean?
Oh,
no,
people.
No. People. The whole country. The todo país.
The part on the map.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It's going to only be one.
And you can feel safe to answer because none of them listen to this show.
Guarantee. Okay. Actually, no. We get weird hits on the website every once in a while.
Yeah, I'm going to lose this one, but I think I'll go for Salvador just...
Oh,
I know
wow.
I'm going to get shit because there's a okay. few people that...
There's a lot of Salvadorinos yeah. here in northern Nevada, too, so
right.
you probably should be safe.
Yeah.
Well, you got to be a hitter, Wilson.
Playing the odds, man. Just playing the odds.
Punk right. rock or metal?
Punk rock.
All right, then let's go... already,
let's go Star
I
Wars or Star Trek.
Oh, yeah, Star Wars or Star Trek.
We already know.
Yeah,
well, no, we didn't.
He hates Star Wars.
I don't hate it. I just say I don't know anything about
well,
it.
But,
he hates Star Wars.
Then you're Star Trek either.
Yeah, I even know less about that.
Right, so pick one.
I know,
which would you
no,
like?
Star
wait,
Wars,
wait, I have a
sure,
question,
Wars,
you guys.
Yeah.
This is my rapid fire
okay,
for a second.
Sorry,
Star Trek or Lord of the Rings?
Star Trek.
Okay. Spock or Kirk?
Lord of the Rings is...
Spock or Kirk?
He has no idea.
I don't know what that
Spock
is.
Spock or Kirk?
He, a white guy. He doesn't know anything about Star Trek either.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, he still picks Star Trek. Okay. Well, let's get back to something.
I hate it fucking Lord of the Rings.
How about Tarantino?
Amen.
Or what's that? Scorsese.
Scorsese.
Yeah. Only because I see more Tarantino movies. I like Tarantino.
Tarantino's very good.
Right. I've seen only a couple of Scorsese.
If you're going to live in a world with either Martin Scorsese or... fucking
or getting arrested.
Getting arrested.
Did you? No, you didn't even ask the other part of that question. Did you ask the Beatles part?
Yeah.
Oh,
Elvis
the
or the Beatles?
One? Yeah, he said Elvis or the Beatles.
Oh, okay. Oh, I missed
I said
that.
Beatles.
Who's your favorite Beatle?
John Lennon.
Right on. I think that's a nice place to end.
Who's your favorite Beatle?
Maurice.
is Ringo even allowed to say?
Somebody picked
one.
It last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And
that's,
then,
well, with 50,000 points and absolutely no people competing against you, you are the winner of this week's quiz ball, though.
Way to
well,
go!
You,
and but you did, you did come to play to win. You stack up against the greatest of the champions ever.
Yeah, some of your answers just blew my mind.
You would have blown Dave Richards out of the water.
I think you got more points than Layla's first quiz. Yeah.
Jackson should bow to you.
I love
you. Bow to your sensei.
Well, hey, Baldi, you've got to run to a meeting here. So why don't you let us off on one more song?
All right.
What's the next song we're going to hear?
So this next song is called Bounds. And you guys know Tristan Seltzer?
Oh, yeah.
He was the last show I was on.
He plays the trombone on this one. And... you know the girl, she plays in Mojo Green, Janice Carter.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Janice, she's awesome.
Cute little number.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, yeah.
To say the least. she sings in this song as well.
Oh, very cool.
This is like a hip hop / Latin thing with, you know, kind of bluesy twist to it. But I hope you like it.
Right on.
Excellent. Well, thanks for coming to the studio.
It's nice to meet you. Wish we had more
When's
time.
The next time Drinking with Clowns is playing?
The next time, we're actually playing May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Terrace Lounge at the Pepper Mill.
Oh, yeah.
Those are free shows?
And
not for, nice. But you guys are probably going to get paid real
it's
good
on
that.
It's a nice little place. Yeah, they pay. They
absolutely
pay.
Yeah.
So, very well, go on out and support Drinking with Clowns playing at a casino because it'll be a good time.
Well, yeah, yeah.
And if you're a single man, panty draw. You don't have to bring ladies with you or look for them. They just show up when Drinking with Clowns start playing.
And if you're a single lady, same deal, dude.
Yeah. Show up.
There'll be a lot of guys hanging out around the edges of the girls dancing, looking to hook up.
Curving out.
And girls, their music will make your junk vibrate.
That's the whole point.
Let's get our motor running.
Well, it's good to see you this week, brother.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Hopefully
man.
We'll see you soon.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Cheers.
Until we go home. Until we go home.
Wreck the mic.
Let's get to trouble in the speed of
light.
We'll keep on rolling till we win the fight.
Realize.
Turn on your channel and stay alive.
Energize.
We're not the only ones who need to fly.
Don't be so predicting. Everybody's got something to say. All day. Sharpen all your tricks now. We ain't gonna let them away. Not today. No. Muévelo, muévelo, muévelo. Muévelo, muévelo, muévelo. Muévelo, muévelo, muévelo. Say I don't know, may have just something to say. Until we go home. Until we go home. Until we go home. Until we go home. Let's get to trouble in the speed of light. We'll keep on rolling till we win the fight.
Turn on your channel and stay alive.
Energize.
We're not the only ones who need to fly.
Forget about your problems. It don't matter what it is, it can wait.
late to know. And to wake up home. 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 Listen to the voice in your head. May have just something to say. Muévelo, muévelo, muévelo. 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 Muévelo, muévelo, muévelo.
Fuck yeah.
Damn.
Dude, yeah.
They're fucking shit rules.
Totally.
Dude, so
Ball, that's so cool.
Damn. And, real, what, I, and now that he's gone, what a piece of ass. Oh my God. Dude. When he walked in, I was like, I'm glad we didn't cancel.
Hey, hey, hey.
Jeez. And then he has
don't
to talk,
be gross.
And then he has to talk about his big old thing. I'm like, oh my
you
God.
Talked about it. He didn't bring it up. Rick.
No, he brought
you.
No,
he brought
did bring it up.
Well, yeah, but you guys
I
let
was
him
just
to
saying
it.
He's all cool and good looking, and he's like, yeah, and I got a big dick.
Oh, God. Dude, and then he's like,
and all the listeners are thinking, yeah, we just heard that.
Oh, and then he's like, I play with it every day, and I'm like, oh my God. Jeez. I don't know how I can continue
that,
the show.
That whole part of the quiz is just for you, Rick.
I really appreciate that. And then I wanted the underwear. We haven't asked the underwear in a long time, and I was already thinking, oh, please ask about the underwear. No, really nice guy, though. Really smart.
Yeah.
So did
all three
I
of those
I can't believe
guys.
He would fight Jesus.
I can't wait to hear this episode so I can hear the music. I bet it was awesome.
Now shh. No curtain pulling back.
No, Rick.
So, and he was telling me about the production from the CDs, their first CD. I forget where he said they did their first one, but then their second one, I think, they did at Sierra Sonics at the old Granny Studios.
Oh, yeah.
And then this one that they just did that we've been hearing all this time, they did that themselves.
Wow.
So they went from, the first one they did some of the, and I think they did some of the drums were recorded at the Underground. So they recorded the drums in a big space and then did everything else at home. So it's really awesome to go from like,
sounds great.
And well, to go from big studio to doing it your own shit. Like,
well, and they're all really tech savvy and equipment savvy. And like, they're smart guys, great to talk to, and just fantastic entertainers and performers. Mm-hmm. And very nice people.
Yeah, got the spirit, man.
Yeah.
Do what you want to do. And, that's what I'm going to do.
And really been playing music in Reno for at least 5-6 years, I think.
Damn.
At least, yeah.
Solid. So check them out. Go support Drinking with Clowns. They're a lot of fun.
Not a very Latin name. Like, I never would. I would think that would be a punk band.
Right. That's what I thought the first time I saw them on a flyer. Like, yeah, I'll go check that out. And I'm expecting a big punk rock show.
Yeah,
and
it's
this dancey, grooving, conga line kind of night. And yeah.
Cumbia.
Cumbia.
Kumbaya.
No, namaste.
I'm going to quit punk rock and other folk music.
Get into world music.
I'm going to be into cumbias now.
Latin music and world music. Yeah.
Maybe as a drummer, I'll explore cumbias.
Maybe you should explore kumbaya.
I don't even know what that means.
That was pretty, good, Chewbacca. I liked that. Appreciated that one. That was...
I take no. I'm not affiliated with Chewbacca in any way.
You're not a kumbaya fan.
The thoughts and views of this co-host are not reflective of the views of the entire podcast. Okay.
I don't like it either. I just thought maybe Nick would be into it.
Is it racist if I think you look
I'm
like
part
a racist?
Hippie, part Latin. I'm gonna do kumbaya as a cumbia.
That would be mind-blowing.
The show really loses steam without a guest.
I know. It's just us. We might as well be in the garage stoned.
So what are you doing next week, everybody?
So on Friday night and Saturday night, you have your chance to go see Femme Fatale.
What's that?
The Bohemian Burlesque production with the girls who came in this last week.
Jesus
so.
Christ, Nick. Every show,
those chicks were rad, too.
Every show you've been like, you forgot who they were. they came in and they had
well,
boobs.
The hot said Femme Fatale, I didn't remember that was Bohemian Burlesque, because if he had said that first, I would have been all, oh, yeah.
I'll be going to check that out Friday night, because Saturday night I'm going to be surrounded by even more boobsicles. I'll be at the Bodega nightclub for the Rhythmic Runway Fashion Show.
Damn.
Put on by Prior Entertainment or Prior Modeling Group or some Prior Group, something like that. Steve Pryor's doing it. And there's a whole lot of great local clothing designers, a lot of great local models and talent humping their wares on the catwalk.
That sounds
and you're,
awesome.
You're as truly as the MC of the event. If you're interested in that kind of thing, come on out. It's
been doing a lot of that. That's good,
right? I started last year doing that with them and
cool.
opened up a couple of different doors. And nice. It's a lot of fun. They are really fun events. I'm not into the whole runway show thing, but for the people who are, they have a great time and there's a lot of booze. And it is a bodega lounge, which is a very nice place to be.
Cool, cool, cool.
So that's I have those two options off the top of my head for next weekend. What do you know?
I know we're rushing through stuff, but we never did talk about what happened this last weekend for the rest of us. We just jumped right to Chewy and the guest.
Yeah,
that's true.
I saw Captain America, and on Saturday I played video games. Went out to the bar for a little bit with Diana, my girlfriend. And then went home and played more video games. And Sunday I didn't do much of anything except sleep in. So, but thanks for asking, Rick.
Fucking rad.
I went to a 420 party. So, Nick, what's
was
coming up for you this
the 420
weekend?
Party?
Hey, well, I want to talk about I played at Record Store Day, and that was awesome. And
oh,
I
you
give
did?
My
Who
shout
was there
outs.
At the Recycled, right?
Yeah, I showed up. I got to see Greg from the Canes a little bit, and I saw Stabby Unicorn.
I oh, meant to rad. Do that, but I was 420ing.
That was the next day. Record Store
Saturday
was 419.
Then I was
420
just
was
super.
On Easter.
He was still 420ing.
Oh, yeah.
He was pre 420ing.
It's really 420 every day, isn't it, Rory?
Being lazy. I was being lazy on Saturday. I never made it out.
Well, it was awesome, and I wanted to just say hi to Paul, Rhiannon, fucking Daisy, Eric, Jess, and Felix, and all the crew at the Recycle Records who were really cool, especially Paul Doji. We should have him in on an episode. He'd be great to
make
have
it
as
happen.
A guest. I'll go talk to Paul. And Jack for hooking the gig up. Thank you, Jackson. And Spike and Jack, I got to
Spike
see them. Stabby Unicorn, I got to play. I made Felix cry. It was awesome.
How did you make Felix cry?
He punched him in the balls.
He never heard the song, and it was the song that me and Rick recorded.
Oh, me and Nick recorded.
Yeah,
we got together and had and did a song.
Mikey recorded
did a song, and I just made it go in the computer.
And I played that song live, and then
you made it go into
Felix
the computer
came up to
really
me
good.
After that song, Rick, and gave me a big hug and was like, brother, like. It was rad.
It's a great, sweet song.
Ding. Love him, man.
Ding.
He got it. He got where I was coming from with that, you know, and that was cool.
That's sweet.
So that was the highlight of my weekend. But it was also crazy because I dressed up as a bear right before I showed up for that, and then I went and did the door for a heavy metal festival.
Wait, you can't just gloss over that part.
It was a crazy day, man, in the life
Why
of
did
Nick.
You dress up as a bear?
I get up, go from Mikey's house over to my work, and I had to go to this high school for the Wolfpack's practice scrimmage thing, and I dressed up as Cubby the Bear, who's ESPN bear. Yeah, I work up at Lotus Radio. That's not a secret anymore.
I didn't know part of your job description was mascotting.
Yeah. Yeah, my boss thinks I'm very good at it.
your next recording session, when you come over, will you wear that and we can cuddle?
Yeah, after we record.
I would really love
that. You give me the recording first, and then I'll give you
I'm laughing
the
so hard I'm snorting.
So that was fun. I bet. That's the week I kind of had, man. It was a lot of craziness and fun and lots of love and really cool. I could see my Ma and my grandma on Easter. Everybody have a good Easter?
Great Easter. Got to hang out with the family.
Yeah.
My daughter finally understands like the concept of hunting eggs.
Second Easter?
It's her third Easter, but the first Easter she was Like 5 months old, and the second time she was like a year and a half old. This year she totally, we hunted eggs at the house and went to my cousin's house and she got the hunted eggs with her cousins.
She gets hunt and seek.
She gets it.
Yeah.
She's like, there's an egg. I'm going to get it and put it in my basket. And then she says, oh, another one. And goes get another egg, puts that one in her basket.
Piece of candy.
Last year it was just me and her, and I'd show her the egg and she'd be like, cool, a fucking egg.
Yeah. That was on the ground, Dad.
Am I supposed to put it in my mouth?
No, she's adorable. She got a cute little Easter dress.
Now, for your Easter egg hunts, are they the decorated hard-boiled eggs,
yes,
or are they plastic eggs that have candy inside?
Well, we did kind of a combination of both.
Most people do.
I mean, I thought it was all hard-boiled eggs. That's, I didn't even know they were doing this thing with the plastic eggs, but apparently they are. So my wife had some stuff, like some plastic eggs with stuff in it, but also we did hard-boiled eggs. And
they
decorated some eggs together.
We used to have change in our plastic eggs. Has the economy driven it up to being $100 bills?
Coins, at her age, coins are what you call a choking
hazard. All right, on that note of the economy and $100 bills. All right, so I'm getting bombarded with all these ads like, hey, don't forget to come get your toys for the Easter basket. Wait a minute. I never in my life got toys at Easter.
We always got a little toy.
I got enormous amounts of chocolate and jelly beans. And
mainly
I got like 2 pounds.
And a salt shaker. Eat
too
that,
much.
My sister and I would each get 2 pounds of fucking candy. Okay, a Pez dispenser. That's a toy.
Okay, maybe
that's
or like
the toy
a kazoo.
That I got.
Or what about those spinny things where you spin it
like
and it flies open?
But like,
balsa wood airplanes with this propeller.
But then
it
occurred to me, I always remember walking through the grocery stores and they had those giant gift packets that were full of like Nerf guns and exciting things and fireworks and handguns.
You're all,
and
is this
live ammo
Christmas again?
And gasoline and cigarettes and alcohol. I mean, it may as well have been all of that. Because it was just stuff I wanted but would never have. And,
so what does Riku get?
Big ass bowl of fucking candy. This year, the Easter Bunny didn't visit our house because she was in Gardnerville.
Oh, so you left a note for the Easter Bunny
to
go to
Gardnerville.
Yeah, hop on over. I'm just wondering how much candy is going to be left after a week at Nana's.
Just a,
and
it's
how
like
much
a third Hanukkah.
I'm going to get to eat.
Does the Easter Bunny have deer ticks?
Probably.
Yeah.
Don't they around. After that
odd
night.
Question because the mother-in-law did get what do you call it?
Lyme disease.
Lyme disease from a deer tick. Oh, you knew that, right?
Did she go get it treated fast?
Ish.
It's been a terrible.
She's not dead, but her memory is awful.
Did you see that Lyme Life
and
movie?
She went through a bunch of stages of it. Ways back.
Really
Alec,
horrible.
Alec Baldwin
goes back.
Yeah,
that was a good movie.
About him having Lyme disease.
No, the other character had Lyme disease. I think it was. Maybe Timothy.
Well, anyway, this
called Lime
this
Life.
All of a sudden
Lime Life
spiraling out of control.
Yeah.
It's really awesome.
I'm going to try to rein this show back in.
No, I was just going to start talking about Kathleen Hanna.
let's just rein this back. Nick, what do you have going this weekend?
Oh, wait, what about my weekend, you dick?
Rick, what about
did you have any
Nick?
Gay
what
sex
do you got going
you
on?
Yeah. No gay sex, but I got hit on at a gay town
by
two different guys.
Did you take Cody to Guerneville?
No, he ended up getting drunk at night with the family, which was hella fun.
Oh, I would. I forgot to tell you. You should have said hi for me because I love your family in Santa Rosa.
Such a blast.
So much fun,
dude. And then Cody was like, "Oh yeah, I'll get up with you at 5 a.m. and go to Guerneville to the coffee shop and I'll do my homework." Well, that night he drank until 5 a.m. and he stumbled into our little trailer that we were staying in, and he's like, "I don't think I'm gonna make it." No, he didn't make it, and he would have been like an annoying mess and passed out in the coffee shop.
Now you go to the coffee shop in Guerneville in the morning, not the bar in Guerneville at night.
Right, lately.
You used to do that.
I did. That's always fun to ditch the family and go hang out at the gay bar up the street. Yeah.
And then wander out into the woods to go to the Russian River in the middle of the dark.
They stopped having terrible, I'm sure they didn't stop.
Plagues of homos.
The place that I used to go to where they had anonymous sex camps at Guerneville, they've cracked down. They don't do it anymore, I don't think.
That's a bummer.
So all the gay sex in the woods, it's like, I remember going there with Justin and I'm like, okay, you got to check this out because it's just so creepy. We're going to walk into this weird field. There's going to be people standing everywhere.
You went there again?
No, I didn't. I would, and just for the record, I would never do that. That's so gross.
Liar.
Oh, my God.
You
I
got
am so germphobic.
At the end of the line.
Dude, I wouldn't touch any of those people without gloves. That's so nasty. I'm such an old romantic. I like old movies and cuddling. I don't
And glory holes and Sandy Hut.
Oh, you do listen.
Oh, speaking of which, I don't know, Rick. I got to call bullshit on that glory hole.
What do you mean?
I think it's a peeping Tom. Okay.
I stuck my dick in it and nothing happened.
There you go.
I'm so glad you eat that.
No, I've seen actual glory holes before that were like cut out and then somebody tried to patch over it and it was cut out again. Those are usually bored with a large like stick cutting implement and are roughly round shaped and will like have. I've never seen a square glory hole.
And it's because they cut it in the plastic. And did you notice?
I think it's bullshit.
Did you notice that there was four holes where they had tried to patch it over and the patch had been ripped off?
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
It is totally a glory. It's just because it was plastic that they did it square with whatever cutting implement the freaks were using.
I didn't mean to bring it all up again.
All right, again, train recommendation.
I thought a creepy dude was looking in there watching people poop or something.
That's what a glory hole is, Nick. Yep, no. You just keep thinking. That
no, Nick.
You guys are fucked up.
Oh, but dude, so I went to that coffee shop in Guerneville, and some guy kind of hit on me and was looking at me, and he was pretty cute, and he's from San Jose, and his name was Rick. And I didn't get any of his information, but if we ever dated, we would be the two Ricks.
Yeah,
and then another older guy,
dicks too.
An older guy at Guerneville, he's all, hey, I live here. The two dicks, it's actually, the two dicks and their dicks.
My
this old guy.
Two gay guys named Dick.
The My Two Dick song.
My Four Dicks.
Then this older gay guy that was working at the coffee shop, he was talking to me. And then at the end of when I was leaving, he said, well, here's my name and phone number. If you ever come to Guerneville and want a place to stay, I got a beautiful cabin with 4 acres right around the corner in the Armstrong Woods. So I got hit on hard by an older, like, daddy type. Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. So, older than
it
you?
It was nice. Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
That,
you're a fucking catch, dude.
I don't think so. I'm
you're
getting
a beautiful
old.
Gay man.
Oh, Rick, you still look. You don't look a day over 40.
Thank you, you dick. Where's my.
Fuck you, Rory.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you and Bobby are about the same age, right?
Bobby.
Slayton.
Oh, yeah,
wow.
We are actually, huh?
Jesus
Is he 50?
He's like 60-something. Jesus
Christ.
Oh,
no, seriously? I haven't seen him in a while.
No, I don't know.
He sounds 40 on the radio.
So, hey, I got a couple things I would like to say.
Yeah?
You want to take it? Are we done with your gay ass?
Are we done with my gay stuff? Oh, and then we did. I went to.
Hey, this is kind of the show after hours, ladies and gentlemen.
No, yeah, this
cool.
is what we normally talk.
Yeah, yes.
And then, I went
to. Hang out
to,
after the guest list.
We're just four dudes shooting the shit.
Yeah. Right.
I went to.
like the first season.
With insightful wit.
Bang!
There you go.
So what else happened?
Chewy took one on the floor. So,
nothing really. God, okay. Fuck, we were
after
there for
you,
a little while.
Your
we went
gay
to
tour.
The kids did their Easter stuff, and my nieces were there, and I went to Petaluma and went to the church that my grandparents were married in 60 some years ago.
I saw your pictures. That was really cool.
It's so pretty, and we got to
and
have
that's
mass
the same
with
church
and,
with that picture that you always have on the wall.
That's in the hallway. Yes, yeah, where they're young kids, and it's got the exact same background. It's fucking so. That's always
if
fun
if you'd
for
like
me.
To see Dogwater Dick's pictures, go to Rick Spagnola. No, Richard Spagnola
on Facebook.
Facebook.
And you'll see all
2755 Nelson Way, Sparks, Nevada.
It's all dick. That wasn't already out there. I'd be
like,
pissed.
That's not the first time we've ever done
Rory's,
that.
Yeah, and Rory's is the house with the green light by the hospital. Okay.
I live at the
stop by and
loss,
ask to
so
see
you
Riku.
Try to get in there.
And Chewy lives.
I live
by
in
some
a gated community with a bunch of other white people.
No, you know, you live by the hospital too, right near that Quickie Mart down Taylor Street. Fuck you.
Everybody's
someday.
Awesome. I want to say Record Store Day was awesome, but also tonight when this is released on Thursday, tonight the Shames are playing at the Holland Project with a couple other rad bands. I think one of them's called Kill Lincoln. They're on tour, which made me think Actors Kill Lincoln.
But it's not.
It's not. It's
do they know?
Kill Lincoln. And they're a ska band, I think. Why would dude, they,
I want to see a band
mistake
fight.
Is the other band 10 Cent?
I
want to
see a band fight.
If Actors Kill Lincoln showed up and beat the hell out of them,
yeah, that should be all fucking.
Right.
We're taking her name.
You know, musically, copycat. They could take them out, but physically, those are fucking. Those are Magic the Gathering kids. They couldn't beat anybody up.
That's true.
You know,
they're pretty frail. They're like,
oh, and really, at this point, yeah. Half of them live out of town, so the guys yeah. that are still here would just totally
probably
get,
couldn't take yeah. an out of town ska band.
Yeah. Oh yeah. God. And fucking. Yeah. They're...
They are from Reno. They might
oh,
be.
They
some of them are so skinny you can see through.
Not
them.
The ska band. The yeah. actors. Yeah. Actors might be just because they're from Reno and they're.
They're yeah.
More...
Reno kids are scrappy. Even
scrappy.
The well, even the Magic the Gathering kids.
They got. They got beards. You know, they might be scrappy.
I'm sure, they really? Do. They have glasses and stuff.
But musically, yeah. fuck yeah.
suspenders.
Yeah, best band ever.
Pen yeah.
so
pocket protectors.
Go to Holland tonight, you guys, and go see The Shame. Support them mostly. But then 10 Cent Mistake and Kill Lincoln
and
are promised to be
Holland.
Very good. And Holland's an awesome.
Yeah. Holland
it's all ages,
name.
So you can bring the kids out. Or you can be a kid and go there. If any of you underagers are listening to this, you naughty kids.
And if anybody underage is still listening to this show, you're really not supposed to. And please don't share this with all of your friends.
Exactly.
No matter what.
Please do not download it on discs and give it to them to listen
Tune
to.
Tune in next week to find out how to freebase, a step-by-step tutorial.
How to help starting fluid and why it's great.
Freebasing with gays next week.
That sounds like a great
oh,
show.
Oh, our episode about... Our episode about don't smoke while you huff gas.
That's an important lesson, children.
And the other thing is I've been getting Mary Anarchy's the lineup together. It's out. The poster's coming out soon.
What's the date on that again?
It's May 16th and 17th.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's a benefit for my stepdaughter, Keely Davis, and my
Emily
Faye
Strabala.
Emily Reese.
Oh, shoot.
Emily yeah. Faye Reese.
Yes, Reese. Yes, yes. Yeah.
She's an awesome girl.
That was her old
everybody
Facebook
knows
name.
Who is dealing with a cancer issue and has massive bills all the time. So we
wonderful,
like,
yeah. wonderful.
Get her out there.
Former teacher
her.
at Rain Shadow.
Rad.
And a big member of the community.
Maybe we can have her on the podcast coming up before
we
the
should.
Show.
Yeah, yeah,
that'd be great.
She's okay. also, and if you'd like to hear Emily, she's a regular voice on Renegade Radio and Reno Tahoe Tonight Radio with Oliver.
Beautiful.
Over there.
Yeah.
Nevada
oh, it's,
Matters.
It's kind of like her brethren.
Yeah.
Kindred souls.
Exactly.
As mm-hmm. it were, yes.
It's cool.
So it's going to be a very exciting Mary Anarchy. Don't miss out.
Don't
we
miss
have
out.
A lot.
36 acts.
Fuck yeah.
In 2 days.
And there's going to be even more than that. There's also going to be some poets that Nick doesn't know about yet.
Oh, shit. Man, fuck. Clowns.
Stage side.
Mimes,
outside maybe. Stage crazy antics.
Yes, your barbecue. Fucking
yeah.
titties.
Mimes.
Titty, yeah.
Dicks, balls,
mimes
everywhere.
I'm still thinking dunk tank,
armpits.
I'm still
it's gonna
thinking
be great.
Dunk tank.
Homos, straights.
Well,
okay,
buys, tries.
I am now. I want to have a cigarette. I am now
preoperative trannies.
I am now putting an axe into the back of this show for tonight.
Is there one more Drinking with Clowns song we can go out on?
Oh, would he be okay with that? He'd be
yeah.
okay
yeah.
with that.
Well, how many songs are Absolutely. On the CD?
Play
oh,
the
like,
last
like
one.
A million. And they're, okay. they're all really good. So
just play your favorite.
Pick your favorite.
Okay, I'm just going to play a great
Thanks,
song.
Thanks, Baldo.
Yeah, yeah. Good show, guys.
Please check out
good
Drinking
to be back.
With Clowns. Please check out Future Kind. And don't forget our proud sponsors of this show, Reno Computer Fix. Haha. Check them out at renocomputerfix.net. For Nick Ramirez, Josh Chewbacca Martin, Rick Dogwater Dick Spagnola, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. Oh yeah, there's an intern somewhere in there too. Saying to you,
not this week.
Life is short, and I love you. So good night, ladies.
Verte en esa blusa transparente que me hace vibrar. Sacas mis sentidos en el aire, mi alma hace explotar. Pa' que me entregues tu amor esta noche.
Para pa pa pa.
Quiero disfrutar de ti y que me digas amor.
Bye.
lady. You look good, looking good. Is that your face, or are you just happy to see me? I'm gonna get a little closer, hope you don't mind. Yeah.
¿A qué me entregues tu amor esta noche? Quiero disfrutar de ti y que me digas amor, te controle. Quema tu calor en mí, amor.
Filthiest people alive.
Dogwater Studios.
Their loves, their hates, and their unquenchable thirst for notoriety.
I just made that up.